I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a coastal piece of the Tsleil-Waututh tribe's land is restored, and tribes and conservationists say they intend to sue the federal government if steps are not taken to protect a rare snail. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A coastal piece of the Tsleil-Waututh tribe's ancestral territory has been restored. The announcement coincides with the 47th anniversary of the tribe regaining federal recognition. KLCC's Brian Bull reports. Conservationists and tribes say they intend to sue the federal government if it does not take steps to protect a rare snail, which is threatened by a lithium mine. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more. Alaska's vote counting process will finally come to an end this Wednesday, but Nick Begich III is already declaring victory in his bid to unseat U.S. Representative Mary Peltola. Between Friday and Saturday, an additional 24,000 ballots were counted. Although they closed the gap between Peltola and her Republican challenger to about 8,300 votes, Begich still maintains a lead of more than 2 percentage points against Peltola. A candidate must have more than 50% of the vote to avoid ranked choice voting in Alaska. That's when the second choice votes of other candidates in the race are added to the totals. Although 318,000 ballots have been cast, Begich so far has failed to meet that threshold, so the race will likely be determined by ranked choice. Peltola, a Democrat, had a strong, well-financed campaign, but failed to overcome the coattail effect of Donald Trump's big win in Alaska, which boosted Begich's campaign. Meanwhile, a ballot measure that seeks to overturn Alaska's open primary and ranked choice voting system is passing by the slimmest of margins by only 0.2 percentage point. In August 2022, ranked choice voting helped Peltola win a special election to fill Congressman Don Young's seat after his death, making her the first Alaska Native to serve in Congress. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.